questionnaire. Bibi's Kitten, Disney questionnaire. The first question is, what is your favorite Disney character and why? My favorite Disney character is Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and it's because she is so in love with books, and because it's not all about looks, and the prince isn't the, you know, beautiful thing that he is whenever she first meets him, and they have an actual story together. Number two, if you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be? Belle as well. That's one of the reasons that I love her so much, is because she's just a book nerd. She's not all about the first guy who shows her attention and is super attractive and everyone else in town is in love with him. It's like, no, I think I'm gonna hang out with my dad and do whatever I want to do here. And not just go with the flow of what everybody else wants. And then ends up falling for a beast, and not because he's the beautiful Prince Charming, but because he tries and makes an effort in the relationship, and I think that's fairly cool. I realize that, you know, Stockholm Syndrome and whatever anybody else wants to put on it, but I think that they created a pretty interesting concept and relationship with that one. Favorite Disney movie? I'd probably say Tarzan. I really enjoy the music in Tarzan, and I like the art and how flowy and things everything is, so I really like that one, and the voices and all of that. If you could have a dinner with any Disney character, who would it be and why? Would probably be Milo from the movie Atlantis. I just really liked how smart he was, and I liked, you know, just hearing him talk about everything while in the museum and trying to talk to curators and all that kind of stuff. He just seemed really intelligent, and I would love to learn more of what he knew that wasn't just Atlantis-based, like anything else that he had knowledge of. Favorite Disney song? I'm sure people don't want to hear it, but I really liked Let It Go. I liked all the different versions, and I think that's just because I have, like, really good memories. Every single time I've heard Let It Go is usually in a really good scenario, so that's probably it. If you've been to one of the Disney parks, what was your favorite ride? If you haven't been, then what ride would be the first one you'd want to ride? The first one that I would really like to see is the, It's a Small World, just because of how creepy everyone keeps claiming it to be. I don't even know if that's still a thing anymore, but I know that I've heard so many things about that ride that I would just really like to see it for myself. Which Disney character do you not like at all? The Siamese cats on Lady and the Tramp. There was absolutely no reason for them to be as terrible as they were, and I really did not appreciate their character. I mean, for a lot of the movies, like the evil stepmothers and things like that, they were supposed to be the evil stepmothers, but there could have been backstory, there could have been anything, but those cats were just evil cats, because cats are evil, and I didn't like that. Favorite Disney villain? My favorite Disney villain is probably always going to be Scar from The Lion King, because I really like his voice. I liked how smooth it was and how just evil it was, but in a suave way. Like, right up until the end, it's like you could almost just be okay with him being a bad guy. Which Pixar movie made you cry the most? I would have to agree with the questionnaire writer. It was definitely Up. Within the first few minutes, I was crying really hard. And, like, even when I see pictures from it, I'll get really upset. And whenever people try to bring stuff up and be like, did you notice this thing? And did you notice that? I'm like, I'm never watching that movie again. It made me sob the first few minutes in. No, thank you. Do you think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? I don't think it was worth all the hype. I think it was a really good movie, and I really liked a lot of the messages behind it. But I do think it was built up a whole lot just because it was a newer movie with really nice art, and people didn't take into consideration a lot of the older movies that were really good all on their own. I think that it shouldn't be put down for all of the hype that it has, and definitely shouldn't be called a bad movie just because other people built it up so much. But I do think it was a good movie, and I don't think it deserved all the hype that it had. Favorite Pixar movie? That would probably be Monsters, Inc., just because I really liked the idea of that story and the depth of the story and how they took it in other places afterwards. Also, Boo is probably the cutest thing ever, and I still quote that movie every so often to this day. Especially, put that thing back where it came from, or so help me. That gets used a lot. Not like a lot, but if it can come up, it will come up. And which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? Okay, that one's a little off. That would probably go back to Milo. Might be why I wanted to take him out to dinner first. I find Smart very attractive, and I would love to get down and dirty with him at some point. I guess that's the end of the questionnaire. Alrighty, bye!